T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Albrockton Hurdle rolling through a Wednesday edition Sports Daily. Jad Chambers producing. 869-1240 should you feel the need to join the show. Max Scherzer not happy. Miffed. Umpires inspected him 3 times. The last time, after he had buzzed the tower on Alec Bohm, former Shocker, ended up striking him out. Runs his hands through his hair after already being inspected twice. Joe Girardi goes nuts on him, or on the at least implores the umpires to check him again. And so we have a third, and Scherzer has had it. So here we go. We're already starting to see it on the very first night, Jacob. Lots of pushback.
Is there a whinier collective in professional sports than the Major League Baseball pitcher?
I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Wide receivers whine an awful lot, seems to me.
I don't know. I mean, whether it's don't flip your bat, don't get too excited when you hit a home run, like, fun. Oh, somebody's going to try and make sure I'm not cheating. Poor us. I love it. Like, the temper tantrums yesterday collectively are cracking me up. Guys, you knew this was coming, but you're still going to throw the temper tantrum and make your point. Okay, great. Pull down your pants. Don't care. I'll laugh every time because it's entertaining, but this is what's coming. You've known it's what's coming. Now, does it get excessive? Maybe. But guess what? Get used to it. This is the way it's going to be. So you can whine and complain each time, or you could just say, okay, check it out. And if, you know, the opposing manager uses it as mind games, then stare him down and have him come at you. I like that too. Joe Girardi and Max Scherzer. That was an entertaining part of the game.
It was entertaining, absolutely.
Now, but why are you so offended that you're being asked to be checked for cheating if you're not cheating? If you're not cheating, who cares?
Fine.
Just check it out. Because probably, Bruce, and I'm not going to call anybody out individually because I don't know, but collectively, probably the reason there's such outrage is because guys have been using illegal substances and they don't get to anymore. Don't you think? Because that's what it is. Why do you get, you don't get excited, you don't get angry and buzz a guy who flipped his bat. It's only because they showed you up and you missed your pitch. Pitchers are babies. Why is that? Like, collectively. Don't miss your pitch. They're babies, Bruce. Pitchers are babies.
I don't know. I'm not going to go so far as to say they're babies.
I'm stereotyping here.
You're digging your heels in. Okay.
Well, I mean, right. They're not all babies, but
no, course not.
We're stereotyping after last night in the amount of temper tantrums thrown based on the checks that, again, everybody knows was coming. I love it, quite frankly, because I think it's funny. It's like we love watching a manager get tossed because it's funny. Does it accomplish anything? Probably not. Do these temper tantrums accomplish anything? Probably not, but they're entertaining. I mean, all the, you know, the whether it's Joe Kelly in L.A., who everyone was joking looked like he was a guy outside a convenience store buying underage kids beer, the Max Scherzer in the dugout showing his hat and his glove to Sergio Romo pulling his pants down. Like, it's all great. I do actually enjoy it. I think it's going to put the spotlight on Major League Baseball, whether they like it or not, and I'm fine with it. But it just, as I watch that, I'm like, God, it's pitch. Here we go again with the pitchers, you know, complaining about whatever it is that doesn't allow them to do what they feel like they need to do. Did you see what Danny Duffy said, by the way? He makes his return tonight. We didn't mention that in our Royals segment.
No, which is fantastic. So give us the Reader's Digest version. What do we got?
So Duffy essentially, he was asked about it, and he said, look, I have never used any substance as a pitcher other than that bag that's on the mat, basically rosin, which is rosin, allowed, right? Right? He's never used any of it. And essentially his point was, yeah, if guys are using illegal substances, I think that they should be called out for it. They're illegal substances. He had no issue with any of it. I love Danny Duffy. He'll always tell you what he thinks, and he's always a straight shooter. And he basically said, get over it. Like, don't cheat. And I thought it was really interesting because there may be guys on his own team who are affected by this, but he just gave his honest opinion. And I would imagine, Bruce, the guys who haven't done this stuff are probably sitting there thinking, it's about time that we get rid of this because it's not fair to me that somebody else is using something they're not supposed to be using. And quite frankly, there's a lot of money on the line on what I do versus what they do individually. So good for Duffy for just kind of calling his shot there and not folding to it.
But don't you think that baseball, well, I don't know, nothing ever happens easily in baseball when you have to deal between the players union and commissioner's office or the owners. But don't you think at some point there'll be at least a meeting of the minds, and there will be some form of substance that will be generally accepted as a reasonable tool for pitchers? Or are we just going to scuff it up rub a little mud in it? And I mean,
They'll revisit it in the off season, and guys are going to get used to it. But baseball is the most resistant sport to change, by far, and it's not close. I mean, we change the rules in football like every year.
Yeah,
and it's fine. Nobody's that hurt. But man, it's the way it's going to be. Again, I make fun of it, and pitchers collectively right now, but I'm highly entertained by it. And can't wait for each and every night the temper tantrums that we'll get to see because of it.
Well, we're going to see a bunch of them here early, aren't we? I mean, we really, as if last night was, I mean, the Nationals, Phillies, that doesn't need any fuel anyway. But you add this to the equation, and it was fantastic. You know, Joe Girardi was heated, and they ran him, and Scherzer was animated, and my God, it was just absolutely crazy. And surely we can expect to see more of this stuff. I can't imagine that we won't.
But yeah, I can't either.
But at some point, they're going to have to kind of get. I mean, then you get Scherzer afterwards calling it the Manfred rules and stuff. So that's entertaining, at least for now, because you're seeing, for lack of a better description, childish outbursts, right?
Well, yeah.
I mean, yeah. You're seeing grown men acting, basically are being petulant. But we'll see how that plays out. This doesn't even count, by the way, the fact that Major League Baseball's got a new collective bargaining agreement that they've got to get hammered out here pretty quickly. And you know that's not going to happen anytime soon. The game we love. And the difficulty of how they function, or sometimes don't function. But so it goes. Sticky stuff. The ongoing saga. All right, we're through the first hour of the show. Turn the page as we continue here in a moment. Still more to get to, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets, home of the Daily Lunch Special. NBA lottery last night. Pistons get the top pick. How much do we really pay attention to that even right now? We'll get to it a little bit, and others, as we turn the page. Second hour straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.